Hello friends, we now go to the next chapter of Import-Export Management Commercial Functions, that is chapter number 3, and now we are going to discuss about exports. The first chapter we discussed about import. Exports, I'm hitting on thrust directions. We have got to go on a thrust direction as far as exports are concerned. Why? Again, the same slide. First one which I showed you for import. Let's look at this. You will observe over here that there is a deficit in export. Imports are more. There is a deficit. And you see, those countries who balance their import and export, that means your capital account and GDP purposes, they are equal. Net, you are having equalizer. But you want to become a developed country, you want to increase your earnings, you have got to increase export from imports. And therefore, I am saying over here is we are going in for a thrust direction. And that is where our Make in India is coming into play. Now, let's explain. Go to the export right from the very first stage. Let us look at the topics which I am completing now, touching up. First, as usual, definitions on an expanded mode, total expansion of definition of export. Of course, most of you know a normal definition of export, but still I'll give you additional definitions. Then we look at Make in India strategy. That is impacting our exports, increasing our exports to a very great extent. Then how global events have impacted our country as far as exports are concerned. Now, what is the impact on foreign trade in India? And then what should be the export strategy for Indian trade? Then items or trend of exports from India and current export trend as far as other countries are concerned. And above all, e-commerce is now being used as an export tool. These are topics which we will cover now. When we look at definition, first common definition, exports are goods and services that are produced in one country and sold to buyers in another country. That's a common definition, yes. And exports and imports, they make up the international trade. This kind of global trade allows wealthy countries to use their resources more efficiently. Yes. Wealthy countries would like to export more of their products. And exports are incredibly important to modern economies. Why? Because they offer people and firms many more markets for their goods. You know, our gold and precious stones, jewelry, diamond and gold jewelry, has become famous virtually throughout the world. Many of the countries were not aware of these types of jewelry, and that is where they are becoming more and more popular. One of the core functions of diplomacy and foreign policy between governments is to foster economic trade. Nowadays, you must have been reading quite a lot that we are entering into trade agreements with various countries. Both import and export trade agreements. So that is where countries are now going for fostering economic trade. We don't look at only export. Don't look at only import. Look at the entire gamut of economic trade. Well, if we go to exports, as far as what we are concerned, is it has got to be an engine of economic growth. Why? Because more exports equates to a flow of funds into the country. And this stimulates our consumer spending. Again, most important for our economy is a trade surplus contributes to economic growth in the country. Trade surplus means more export, more generating foreign exchange, and lesser import, outgo of foreign exchange. So this becomes a trade surplus. This is leading to growth in the country. And therefore, exports have come to be regarded as engine of economic growth of the Indian economy. That is the major strategy of Make in India. We need to set in motion strategies and policies, measures, which catalyze growth of exports in several different sectors of the economy, as well as trying to get newer markets. We know we're normally exporting to these particular countries, but then we have got to increase the quantum of export. We have got to develop new markets. We have got to develop new products for the market. That is where we have got to develop our strategy and policy measures by the government. That is a strategy of Make in India strategy. Again, Make in India strategy is not only for India, but also for, not only for import, but for export also. Swadeshi movement covering 25 sectors of the economy, launched to encourage companies to manufacture their products in India for export. It is an effective tool or effective strategy for import substitution and export promotion. You see, why you have got to look at both these situations? Many governments, they prefer to have more of import. Why? Because import generates more revenue for the government in terms of customs duties. And therefore, government will say, we need more revenue. But on the other hand, it means outgo of foreign exchange. Where do we have it from? We have it from export. And that is where the strategy of import substitution for export promotion, to balance both of these situations. A world-class manufacturing and knowledge infrastructure, which we have now developed under Make in India strategy, should create further knowledge for stepping onto the global export competitiveness. We have got to now enter into a global competitiveness if we want to increase our export. Yes, our foreign companies are giving us a large competition, but today we are competing with them, no doubt about it. Promoting the growth of export from high value creation and employment generating sectors with a strong domestic manufacturing base would be the mantra of India's overall export growth strategy. You see, in the past, we were exporting our raw material. Now, today the trend is, you know, don't export raw material. Utilize those raw material to create value-added products in the form of consumer demands and export the consumer demands. That will create job opportunities over here. that will give profit margins to the Indian entrepreneurs, Indian companies. And that is the reason, that is the whole cause of this strategy which has been developed. As far as the strategy is concerned, the foreign trade policy will provide diversification of India's export basket by giving support to new and non-traditional sectors of the Indian economy to gain global competitiveness. Yes, our standard exports are garments and gem and jewelry, but we want to increase it to new markets and new products. Today, our information technology, software and hardware is moving on exports in leaps and bounds. Not only hardware for goods, it's software in services. Merchandise exports continue to grow, bolstering the outlook for the economy. Of course, we are one of the largest exporters of agriculture products. But if there is a less monsoon, a poor monsoon, it is hitting the farm's export sector. If farm output is less, it will be required for our consumption, we will not export the farm produce. Today, we have become one of the largest exporter of all agri products. But monsoon is poor, then it will create a slow down overall export growth. Farm sector agri products are one of the largest export items as far as India is concerned. We are exporting surplus sugar, surplus wheat, surplus rice. Not only surplus rice, but one of the best qualities of rice, that is basmati rice. We are virtually exporting to all countries in the world. But then that means we should now start concentrating of getting more farm output of basmati rice to be able to export more and more. That is where the strategy comes into play. Yes, government has taken initiatives. What are the government initiatives? First, export promotion of agricultural products. There, what are the steps which are being taken? Effective handling of sanitary and phytosanitary standards and technical barriers to trade in domestic and destination markets. Most of the European and American or developed countries, they are very much fuddy as far as sanitary and phytosanitary measures are concerned. And therefore, the government has taken steps to increase the sanitary level of our products by Food Safety and Standards Authority of India. Then creating cold chain and transport logistics facilities from the farm to the ports and the airports. A thorough cold chain has been created for effectively handling of agri products exports. Promoting organic exports also and setting up credible and up-to-date products manufactured accounts for 2/3 of the world trade. Organic exports are being now increased more and more. And we need to invest more in the global value chains infrastructure. That is in terms of transportation, in terms of warehousing, in terms of effectively moving the goods from the agricultural stage to the markets to the ultimate export ports or airports. Since the manufactured products are accounting for 2/3 of the world trade, today our strategy is not exporting ordinary farm products only, but out of that, manufacturing various items of food products and exporting the end-use food products direct to the consumer's requirements. That is the strategy, and that is where we are looking at the sanitary values, phytosanitary values, the nutrition values as far as the food products are concerned. And the focus has got to be on promoting exports of high value added products with a strong domestic manufacturing base. Our domestic manufacturing base has got to be such that whatever farm products are coming out of the agricultural products, we don't export it as it is, but we convert it into food products, high value addition food products. That is the main thrust which we should now endeavor to get. What is the outlook over here? The realization of the aspirations of the export growing at the targeted rate. Government has set up certain targets and we have got to follow those targets. Would depend to a great extent on the early recovery of the world economy. News is that the world is going into a recession. Some of the countries after the pandemic and after the Russia-Ukraine war, many countries are getting into a recession mode. Now, recession mode means less quantum of consumerism. That means less economic movement. And now, as the economy of the countries start coming out of this pandemic mode, starts coming out of this recession mode, we have got to be ready to catch on and give them the products which those countries need. And the strategy over here is being adopted by major exporting countries. There would be strong factors relevant to attainment of the goal. We have got to not only see our strategy, but we have got to study the strategy being employed by the other countries of the world, by the other entrepreneurs of the world also, so that we can match strategy to strategy. We have in the recent past witnessed unprecedented growth of world output and trade. Of course, look, apart from the pandemic stage, and the growth of India's foreign trade has been even more impressive. Yes, we have grown in leaps and bounds. Dependence on low value addition export items may not be sustainable in the medium to long term. We have got to come out of exporting low value items, and export of low value item means exporting our mineral products, exporting the produce of the agriculture community, direct agriculture products. These are all low value additions. They become high value additions when you process them, manufacture them into certain products which can be sold to the consumers of the world directly, including consumer packing, including giving them nutritional value added products. That is where we are now diversifying. Diversification into non-traditional areas like chemicals, plastics, engineering goods, petrochemicals, service sectors, etc. is very much essential. You know, during this pandemic and during this Russia and Ukraine war, we were a big exporter of turbine fuel oil for the aircrafts. Again, the Reliance petrochemical factory at Jamnagar, they could export quite a large quantum of turbine oil for the aeroplanes. And that is a value-added product. That basically means that we were importing crude oil, processing them into turbine fuel. It requires a lot of processing. So we were adding on to the value of the product and exporting it out. That is the diversification level which is required for all other products also. As you are aware that today our population, Indian population, is going to surpass China's population. So we have a growing economy. Excuse me. So India is having a growing economy. And for that, we have adopted a multi-pronged strategy to deal with issues relating to increase India's market access abroad. We are creating stages where we can enter into more and more markets, newer markets. Here, efforts are being strengthened by government as well as the other export promotion organizations to create suitable sanitary and phytosanitary measures. Technical regulations are being set into place on Indian imports so that we could bring down the level of the import, or on the other hand, bring in import of quality products to get into manufacturing of end-use consumer products. As usual, we have been an agro-based economy since a very, very, very long time. Our Indian trade has always been devoid of manufactured or industrial goods. We have always been lacking this. Why? Because our Indian entrepreneurs and agriculturists, they were not laying stress on R&D at all. No research and development being taken place. That is where we were lacking since quite some time. Now I think that is being remedied. When we look at the global events which are impacting the foreign trade in India, the first and foremost which comes over here is the COVID-19 pandemic. Especially the lockdowns and other precautionary measures taken in the early 2020 has driven the global economy into a crisis. Now, if the global economy is in crisis, where do we export? Why will those other countries import? Even consumer goods were not being consumed. So it has hampered our export to a great extent. Why? Because of downturn in the entire consumer activity, which has affected exports from India in a very big way. And again, Russian invasion of Ukraine has also impacted the oil prices worldwide. This has also affected our export. More and more on that is US and European Union. They have proposed ban, sanctions on Russia. Bans on Russian oil and gas imports. That has created a very big gap. In Europe again, economies were hampered due to uncertainties surrounding the Brexit. These are all the points of global events which have impacted the global trade as a whole, more so our Indian trade also. Many businesses left UK to move into European Union, and this created in trade loss and economic downturn for both European Union and UK. Net result, this has severely impacted our exports to these destinations. Uncertainties, so no exports taking place. This has definitely impacted our foreign trade to a very great extent. Now, if you are going into export, let us first look at the export marketing. It is not easy at all. Local marketing is very easy. You employ sales staff, send them to various cities in India, and they negotiate and start selling the goods very fast. But as far as exports is concerned, look at the distance. You cannot send your sales force. Traveling is very costly. And therefore, there is a very different type of strategy required for export. It takes a considerable amount of preparation and planning to enter a foreign market. Why? Because technology is breaking down. Geographical and cultural communication barriers. Due to this, even small business can tap into export market or global marketplaces. You should not say that we are a very small business. How do we export? No. Look at the technology. Look at the geographical barriers being removed by the internet and all other IT sources. Distance has been reduced. We have just become like a global village. And therefore, even small business, they can easily enter the export following the 9 steps which I am now listing out. You can enter the international trade for import and export either way that you want. What you have to do is first research. You have got to compile information about various opportunities and determine which markets have the greatest overall potential. Of course, subjectives, what product you want to go, which market you want to tap. Next, you have got to build. Assuming that you come across sufficient opportunities abroad, it's time to determine how to develop appropriate resources. You've got to take a hard decision how you want to develop the resources for tapping those markets. The third point is assess. It is critical and thoroughly assess current products and services for viability in foreign markets. You have to study the viability aspect very thoroughly. Then modify. The goal is to ensure that your sales documentation demonstrates that you feel your target market's pain and that you are able to offer a relevant solution. That means you have got to modify your strategy to first understand what their pain is, the foreign buyer's pain is. Modify your strategy to give your solution, and then only you will be able to generate a larger export market. Partners, You have got to partner within the target market. Then you may have relationship with your potential customers that can be leveraged for business development. Here, you have got to prepare a bridge. That bridge is not only import-export. It is a bridge of entering into a partnership between yourself and your other buyer, so that you create a third market jointly together. That is where you can expand more. Next, you go into a network. Alternative business development strategies include attending, sponsoring, and participating in industry network events and conferences. Nowadays, you have virtually all types of conferences and exhibitions on a webinar basis, on a virtual basis. Yes, sitting at home, taking your laptop, you enter into webinars. Go to such virtual exhibitions. You will get a vast set of knowledge which you can use for your export strategy, export marketing. Then you get a market, and the best way to build a house list of potential customers in your target market. Now you have targeted a market. So build a list of the potential customers. There you optimize your international website for search engines, and then offer through the search engine the visitors an incentive to provide their email address. You know, not that you contact them. See how they can provide their email addresses. And therefore, nowadays, if you are going into your network by email, etc., or looking at web advertisements, you will always see that there is a Dropbox coming. Please share your email and telephone ID, etc. That is a marketing strategy. Then comes travel. Over time, you have got cold leads, will become hot. When they become hot leads, those hot leads may want a face-to-face meetings. And here, you have got a double opportunity. Always you have got to utilize your double opportunity so that the expenses that you incur for something, you get double benefit from there. How? Turn your business trip into a tax-deductible vacation. And see the world while you are at it. While you are going for market, export marketing, you also see the world by going in a vacation. So you are getting a double benefit out of this. And when you have a face-to-face meeting, you generate more business, you get different levels of strategies being adopted by different entrepreneurs and businessmen. Once you have got into this, you have now come to a situation where you have got to review your strategy. Assess the effectiveness of your process, what you have gone through. Assess your strategies and tactics that you have adopted. And then determine if you are on the right track to accomplish your goals. If you feel, yes, you are on the right track to increase your business, go to it. There you are, your export marketing strategy built up. Well, friends, thank you.